25 years ago today, California voters passed an initiative that changed the political landscape of the state, and some would argue the nation. Proposition 13, which slashed property taxes, became known as the Taxpayer Revolt. The measure has been credited with rescuing old people from homelessness and been blamed for destroying California's economy and quality of life. Californians still argue about the impact of Prop 13, and its critics still struggle to change it. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Proposition 13 is called the third rail of California politics. Touch it, you die. If it were on the ballot today, say opinion polls, it would pass again. The authors of Prop 13 were two conservative activists, Paul Gann and Howard Jarvis. Declaring victory on election night, Jarvis employed the sort of rhetoric that Ronald Reagan would take nationwide a short time later.
The message of Proposition 13 is simple and clear. Government must be limited. We have a new revolution against the arrogant politicians and insensitive bureaucrats whose philosophy of tax, 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 spend, 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 elect and elect and elect is bankrupting we, the American people, and the time has come to put a stop.
Jarvis may have been an anti-tax conservative, but Proposition 13 appealed to voters across the political spectrum. That's because in 1978, property values were skyrocketing, and taxes went up accordingly. Joel Fox, the former president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, says it was especially tough on the elderly.
If you have a fixed income, so your revenue sources aren't going up, but your property tax jumps up 50% or 100%, what can you do? Well, a lot of people decided they had to sell their home.
Proposition 13 addresses the problem this way. First, taxes are capped at 1% of the value of the property. They can only be raised by a maximum of 2% a year. And, for tax purposes, the assessed value of a property is based on its purchase price. It doesn't change until the property is sold.
People are no longer afraid of opening those property tax bills, wondering if they're going to be able to keep their home. It has given certainty to the taxpayer instead of the tax collector. People know what their tax is going to be year in and year out.
The effects of Proposition 13 have been felt beyond California. Since 1978, voters in 15 states have used initiatives to restrict taxes. Also, the drama of Prop 13, the image of a successful ballot box revolt, gave a boost to the initiative process in general, says Dane Waters, founder of the Initiative and Referendum Institute.
The three most prolific decades of initiative usage took place since 1978.
And, says Waters, voters generally have used ballot measures to do things they can't get their elected leaders to do.
For example, tax limitations, term limits, medical marijuana, drug policy reform. You know, once Proposition 13 passed, citizens all over the country saw once again the power of the initiative process. And so California should rightfully have the credit as reinvigorating the initiative process.
A reinvigorated initiative process was not the only unforeseen outcome of Prop 13, says William Fulton, an urban planning analyst. As a result of the initiative, all the revenue that used to go directly to local governments is now controlled by the state.
How it gets divided up among the city, the county, the school district, the water district, and so forth, under the terms of Proposition 13, that's decided by the governor and the legislature in Sacramento, not by local elected officials.
So, how do cities and counties get revenue now?
They go to Sacramento and beg for it. That's the main thing that they do.
Local governments don't have a lot of other options. That's because Prop 13 requires most local taxes to be approved by 2/3 of the voters. That doesn't happen often. Even the state legislature now needs a 2/3 vote of the lawmakers to raise taxes. So, says Fulton, local governments have made the most of what they've got, the sales tax.
They chase after retail stores as if they were gold mines.
Which, to some extent, they are. But the emphasis on retail, says Fulton, has distorted California's economy.
Businesses that sell things are very attractive. Businesses that produce things and create high-paying jobs, most cities could take them or leave them, because that doesn't really help the city treasury very directly.
Right now, it's the state's treasury that's really in dire straits. California is facing a budget shortfall of as much as $38 billion. and lawmakers can't agree on how to deal with it. Some of Prop 13's critics think the crisis may make Californians more open to changing parts of the sacrosanct initiative. Lenny Goldberg heads the California Tax Reform Association. He's supporting a proposed initiative to require just 55% of the legislature to vote for a tax hike, instead of Prop 13's required two-thirds.
The two-thirds vote requirement is one of these things that has been apparently popular with the voters for many years because they think it leads to consensus. Now they're going to see that it leads to gridlock, and that's something that people don't want from their government.
Goldberg also objects to the fact that Prop 13 treats all property the same, whether it's a suburban bungalow or a downtown office tower. He hopes to get another measure on the ballot next year, saying that non-residential property should be taxed the old-fashioned way, at market rates.
They own this property to make money. You don't own your house to make money, and your income does not necessarily correspond to the value of your house. The income that you earn from investment property, from non-residential property, directly corresponds to the value of the property, then you should pay the tax on that.
A recent poll taken in conservative Orange County indicates a slight majority of voters there would favor such a change. Joel Fox, former head of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, believes that some aspects of Proposition 13 may need to be changed someday, but only up to a point.
We go back to what the heart of Proposition 13 is all about, and that is to give taxpayers some certainty and give them involvement in the process with votes. And if you're going to try to take that away, then you are in danger of touching that third rail.
Which is why even Proposition 13's worst enemies aren't suggesting taking any of the initiative's benefits away from homeowners. They're the ones who made California's tax revolt in the first place, and they're the ones who still have the votes. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.